a new awakening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, all of you who come in by way of the blog and the first week, and we're coming together, amen, for the Lord, amen, through this new awakening, amen. It's a time when God is doing a spiritual shift. Isaiah, the first chapter, the fourth. Your line is open. Amen. If you would mute your line. Thank you. Isaiah, the first chapter, records that God had become tired of animal blood being sacrificed for man's sin, and he asked for one sacrifice once and for all. And Jesus stepped up and said, Father, I'll go. And so now we have a right to the tree of life because of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the same way he got tired of animal blood, I believe he got tired of man just approaching him, saying, just give me. I did hear him speak to me, the auspices of the Holy Ghost, and say, son, amen, I want you to thank me 1,000 times. I was on that plane, and I said, Lord, you've been so good. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times, not realizing what would come out of it. And I tried to go to sleep and even ignore what I'd said because I didn't really know what I was talking about. I just said, Lord, if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. You've been so good to me. And I tried to go to sleep, and the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? In other words, move away, a spiritual shift away from the give me. It's all in the approach, no matter what you think. It's all in the approach. Even when you need a financial blessing, you're going to see somebody, some businessman. It's all in the approach. Amen. And it's all in the approach. We got it from God. It's a good thing to approach him in a more respectful manner than just give me. He said, and moved on my heart, thank me. And so I just come to him and said, Lord, I didn't come to ask you for nothing. You already know anyway what I mean. So I just came to thank you. Oh, my God. This spiritual shift in this new awakening will get you a miracle before you ask it. Just thank him. Amen. It will cause whatever the devil got you in. The thank you, will get you out, whatever the devil got you in. And let me tell you something. It will cause demons to flee. They don't want to hear you thanking God. Many times they won't even come on the line if they know you're going to thank God. They don't like that because it minimizes who Satan tries to be and gives God glory and adoration. And so I just came to thank him this morning. Thank God for you and thank God how he's been so good, so kind. Thank you for coming from all walks of life, from all denominations, from all church affiliations, from all backgrounds. And he spoke to me not only that, he spoke to me and said, son, I want you to lead people into praise and also worldwide into praise and worldwide into prayer. Prayer and praise. Amen. And what can we do together? We can pray together. And what can we do together? We can praise him together. And God has blessed him in a great way. He put all these wonderful ambassadors around me. I thank God for it in a great way. People who care, and it shows that we appreciate it so very, very, very much. All right. Wonder, are y'all awake? If you are, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you because your word says, in all my ways, acknowledge you and you shall direct my path. And then he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Thank you for it. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added. I'm coming to you first. I know a lot of people seem to go to others to get advice, and seem to go to others to find out what you think about this and that. But, Lord, I haven't been to nobody. I'm coming to you to say, Lord, we need your help. We need you to direct us. And we love you and thank you for it. We want to thank you for how you've been there every step of the way. Thank you for making a way when there was no way. You just made a way out of no way. I don't know who else can do that because you made everything. You made the way. You made the will. You made us, God, in your own image. And I just want to thank you. Holy Ghost, I need you. And let me thank you in advance for taking over here. You're certainly welcome. Thank you for taking over and for doing what you do. And God, nobody can do what you do. You are so ultra awesome. Oh, my God, you are so ultra awesome. We long to thank you. We long to give you glory. We long to give you adoration. And we just long to give you praise. And we just stand for you, Lord. We really do. Thank you for setting us free. And God, and we certainly stand for you because the word says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith you have made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We certainly stand for you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Stand fast. Yeah, that's what we're doing for you. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm asking you and thanking you in advance for blessing these people. Thanking you for lifting their heavy burdens. I've seen many times people are burdened down, but you lift the heavy burden. And you lighten the heavy load. Oh, my God. So thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, we love you. And you told us that if we just stand for thee, you'll stand for us. Oh, and we certainly do stand for you, Lord. Yeah, we need your strength. Oh, that's why we're happy in you. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that joy this morning, and peace, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds in glory in you. Stretch out your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs a touch from you. Somebody needs to know that you're in the room. And whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. Yeah, everything must obey you. Cancer with its arrogant spirit must obey you. Diabetes with its arrogant spirit must obey you. God, all kinds of diseases and all kinds of afflictions. When you're in the room, you're the big boss. You made everything. Everybody got a boss. Not only people here on this earth have a boss, but diseases have a boss. And God, you're the big boss. And I'm asking you to speak, because if you speak, you don't have to even think about how your servant hears it. And God, every one of these afflictions hear you. And I'm asking you to speak and touch the people in a phenomenal way. And heal their bodies. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate everything that you're doing. And we know that greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. And we have the victory. Yeah, we are more than overcomers, and we have that victory. We thank you for the victory.
Thank you.
Thank you for blessing. Oh, God, look on every person on this line. Bless every person who is a participant, those who woke up just to be on the line, a participant. Bless them, Lord, in a very special way. Bless those persons who held my arms up, Lord, while I was gone, and bless them in a very special way. Look on all those who are down, bring them up. Those who are out, backslidden, bring them back in.
Yes, God.
Those who don't know how they're going to make it, make a way for them.
Oh, God.
I ask you to do this every time I ask you to do it. I know you did it because you've done it for me so many times. Shake that chunk tree up.
Yes.
Send financial chunks to these precious, precious people and boundlessly bless them and make a way for them. I know you love them. I know you love them, God, because you said greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. God, you certainly love them. You said Jesus laid down his life, and I know you love them. You're going to make a way for them.
Mm.
You're going to see them through the storm, through being bruised and being wounded. You're going to see them through. Thank you so much. We bless your holy name today. Thank God. Amen and amen. And God bless all of y'all on this prayer line. Good morning to y'all. Are y'all awake? Good morning to you. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning
to all of you.
Good
morning. Yeah, my God. Let's speak to the Lord. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Who on this line has a praise for the Lord? If you got a praise, got a mouth,
hallelujah.
And I hear y'all's mouth, come on, open your mouth and give God
hallelujah.
Praise and adoration. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. And thank you so much for being there for the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
God
yes.
loves to be among people who are praising him, according to Psalms. Amen. 22, I believe, and verse 3. He loves, he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. I heard many of your praise reports and prayer requests. Amen. My. I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. I quoted that scripture. I want y'all to give me what you think this means, or what does this mean to you? God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to John 15:13. What does this mean to you? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love, John 15:13. I want you to relish on that for a moment and let the Lord give you revelation and great revelation. John 15:13. Amen. My. John 15. Oh, thank you, Lord. Think about that for a moment. And I want to get station identification. Amen. This wonderful lady who does it every morning and gets up, and thank God for Bishop Hagen, who allows her to do this. I want to thank him so much because I know she couldn't do this unless he had approved it. And thank God for Bishop Hagin. Unless Dr. Judy Hagin, let me correct that for a moment. Ambassador Dr. James C. Hagin, and then his wife, Ambassador Dr. Judy C. Hagin. I want you to come, Ambassador Dr. Judy C. Hagin. Give us a station identification one more time, and we'll come back. And I'm going to do with this wisdom seminar. Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And then the next verse says, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Amen. This is the Lord. This is red writing. The Lord Jesus speaking. All right. Light us in your hands, Ambassador Dr. Judy Hagin. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and good morning to you too as well, sir. We do honor the presence of the Lord and we thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for you. We honor you. Hallelujah. Chief and National Ambassador. We honor, amen, your wife, amen, Dr. Lady Betty Johnson as well. We thank God for all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to my husband, to everybody. We also honor the memory, amen, of Mother Adley Johnson, who's with the Lord in heaven. Just everybody that's listening. And we're just so excited to be able to be here live. Hallelujah. We're broadcasting live from the studio of NPA, nparadio.com on Blog Talk Radio. And we can be heard literally all over the world. And we give God the praise. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? God be the glory. We'll be heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Afghanistan, U.S. Virgin Isles, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We can be reached if anyone desires to speak with us. We can be reached simply by dialing into the live studio. The number is 347-934-0207. And to God be the glory. We want to thank our Chief International Ambassador, who's done an excellent job in getting this message all over the world. And right before we turn back to him, we'd just like to remind all of you in just a few days, for those of you that are in the Georgia jurisdiction, and it's open to everybody, not only to the Georgia jurisdiction, it's open to everyone, but especially those that are in the Georgia area. Our Chief International Ambassador will begin his tour for the Lord. Hallelujah. And our venue has been chosen for that very first, our visitation and tour, and it will be on April the 15th, Family and Friends Night for the Lord. Family and Friend Night for the Lord will begin that tour April the 15th at Hagin, Georgia, Hagin Temple, Hagin, Georgia, 954 our Fire Tower Road. Doors will open at 6:30, and the service will begin properly at 7:30. You want to get all your family, all your friends, tell everybody, to your uncle, your aunt, your mom, the cousins, everybody. Hallelujah, and expect it will be, I'm telling you, it will be an unforgettable night, and you don't want to miss it. If you're interested in your family, getting to know God to be saved, delivered, set free, don't miss this special musical, Hallelujah, Family and Friend Night for the Lord. Hallelujah, that chief will be on tour for the Lord. Oh, my, there's so much more, and we are excited, we are ready, and may God bless you all. We're looking forward. We have plenty of room for everybody. Just come and receive the blessings from the Lord. God bless you, and we do appreciate you. So glad to have you back, and keep on doing the excellent job that you're doing for the Lord. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
God bless you, and looking forward to coming down in Georgia, to Georgia. Amen. I was here in my office, and that's what the Lord said. He said, have people are having family and friends night, other, you know, from this church and that church. He said, well, what you think about having one for me? I said, these are for you, Lord. Don't they don't have them? He said, but my name's not in there. And I said, all right. Family and friends night for God. Amen. All right. What Christian wouldn't want to come out for family and friends night for God? Amen. So we're going to have what we call family and friends night for God. Amen. I'm coming down there. I'll be bringing my horn. I'm going to be blowing, and I'll be preaching a short message, but mainly blowing that night. Amen. As I did there for, oh, my God, if y'all could have been with me, you know, for that banquet in Memphis, Tennessee the other night, all the presidium of the Church of God in Christ was there. And in other words, anybody who thought they were somebody was there in the Church of God in Christ. And then there was me. I was just, thank God for being opened the door for me. And then I said, I didn't feel like I was anybody. But they seemed to be our big guest. And someone came and got me especially and took me in before they unlocked the doors. So, Dr. Johnson, I want you to sit down here. And gave me a very special seat, everything. Even with everybody outside, they came and got me and sent me. And I say this, all glory be to God, because I want you to see, some of y'all visionaries, you can see what happened. And I was sitting there, and so many people were so happy to see me. And I give God the glory. I don't mean this arrogant. But it was a God moment. Amen. Amen. And then I sat there and waited. They had me right before Bishop Drake would speak. And I asked the Lord what he wanted me to play. And he said, this is an occasion where people have worked so hard. He said, I want you to play Grateful. And some of them worked hard for the Lord. And even at the end, when people had set, and they were already tired, they would take the Holy Ghost. I said, the Holy Ghost, to lift people. And I asked him if he would come in and take over. And many of the others were praying for me. Amen. Oh, my God. And the Holy Ghost said he would. And I just started praying. I am grateful. Grateful for the things that you have done. My God. And that thing to those leaders and to the honorees. And then the Holy Ghost told me to walk off the stage and come down into the audience. And I walked off that stage, down the steps, while playing Grateful. And began to shake hands with the people while I was blowing. I hope to do that at the convention. The Holy Ghost will let me do it. And I began to walk all over the audience saying grateful and shaking hands with people. And the Holy Ghost started dropping in that place. Oh, my God. Then I began to ask him, are you grateful? I mean, is there anybody here who has been waiting to give God praise? Oh, my God. And then begin to praise God and banquet to everyone. My God, it was a move of the Holy Ghost came in there, and Bishop Blake was coming to preach. The Holy Ghost moved, and as I closed, I'd be foolish not to notice this, but all night long, they had not given a standing ovation. And I didn't know they were standing until, because I was ministering with my eyes closed. And at the end, I opened my eyes and the whole house was standing. And I thank God for it. You got to learn to recognize the miracle, folks, and not be ashamed to talk about it. Because God gave me a miracle that night. I hadn't been to the church in a couple of years, the Church of God in Christ in a couple of years. And so many were so happy to see me. I appreciate it, Lord. I do very much. And I'm not going to be foolish not to recognize that you did it. And I'm giving you glory. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for doing a miracle in the midst of a situation where it seemed like people wouldn't praise you. You dropped in there and caused it to praise you. Thank you. I want to go back to this scripture. Greater is there. There it is, right there. He did greater. Greater love hath no man than this. John 15:13. That a man lay down his life for his friends. And because of Jesus laid down his life, amen, I could go to him and believe him for a miracle in a very difficult situation where people were so tired. Amen. And he dropped the nine. Greater love was demonstrated there because Jesus came in and moved. Amen. What does that mean to you? Greater man had no man than this. Go to Calvary, if you would, somebody. Then a man lay down his life for his friend. The line is open to you. He wants to speak on this. Amen. Thank you so much. It has been it. All right. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Come on, thanks. Amen.
Ambassador, I thank God this morning. This is Mother Wilson. Have
yes,
the Lord and bless my sister this morning. I talked with her on last evening, and she's
mm-hmm.
now so much better. And she's where she can talk. The swelling is going down, and God has really blessed her. My baby sister has come back home yesterday evening, but she was doing fine. I thank God for the blessing. I thank God for the prayer of the righteous, because they really avail it much.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful mother. Why don't you take receive the prayer request today? Not the prayer request, but take a moment right now, just before we do it. I'm going to get some more people who tell me what that means. But I'm going to get some praise reports in just a moment. Mother Will, why don't you take those praise reports and receive them this morning? Would you do that?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. All right, I'm still in this wisdom seminar. Please give me what that means to you. Greater love. Anybody? Come on. Thanks to God. Has no man in this. I know y'all have experienced that greater love has no man in this. That a man lay down his life for his friends. Tell me what that means to you. The line is open to you.
I said that earlier.
Good morning, Pastor. This is Lonnie, Brother Lonnie, Kansas City. Hallelujah. Praises to the Lord Almighty. What it means to me that no other love is greater than a man that lays down his life. It simply means that the Lord loved us so much that he gave his begotten son, that he died on the cross for us. And that shows a loyalty and in layman's terms, as far as in the now, if a person was a friend and they was willing to jump in front of a bullet or something for you, that shows a commitment, a level of loyalty, unconditional love is what it actually is. It's unconditional love. If somebody is willing to jump in front of a car or a bullet or something like that for you. So to lay down your life for is an unconditional love.
Good, man. Thank you. Look at you growing, boy. Oh my God. Thank God for you.
Thanks to you, Pastor. I'm still growing. And I just want to give praise this morning and just thank the Lord for helping a friend of mine that was in need. I'm trying to do the ministering. I ministered to her for a little bit, and I told her just to trust in the Lord and with all her heart and her spirit and cry out to him, and he will be faithful and just to answer. And she did it, and he worked a miracle for her, and she was just overwhelmed and cried out with joy and just was so thankful that, you know, he heard her. He heard her, her crying out in the wilderness, and he was faithful and just to help her. So that is my praise report this morning, that I was able to help somebody to, you know, get the kind
somebody
of help.
Didn't realize the line is open.
All right.
All right, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, my friend is here at this time, and she was just, you know, crying out and asking for help, and I just told her to believe and with all her heart, and she did it, and he turned some things around for her at an instant, you know, and it was just like a miracle, you know, because, you know, she was really crying out for help at the time, and then we said a prayer together, and then he made a way for her, and I am just so thankful.
I am too.
I'm just somebody, so thankful. Somebody doesn't realize your line is open, darling. Your line is open. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, man. That's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Somebody else, give me what that means to you. Greater love has no man than this, and a man lay down his life for his friend. That's good, but Lonnie, great, great, great. Someone else.
Hello. Good morning. This is Ambassador Elect Frierson.
Thank
God for being on the line this morning. I couldn't get on last night because
you tell me that the blog line was completely filled. I got texts about it.
Yes, amen. And I tried. We got home late, so I tried to get on at 3 minutes after the hour, and I couldn't get on. So
amen.
I was wondering this morning if the number that Dr. Julie Hagen gave us, that 347 number, if we can use that number as an alternative to getting on the blog line.
All right. Well, she hears it. She can,
line.
Yeah, she can answer that question. Do you hear us, Dr. Hagen?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hear.
They want to know, can they use that number or not?
Well, that is another station. You wouldn't be able to use that number to listen to the blog. But I will give you a number later if you so desire that you'd be able to get on the blog if you can't get, you know, into that studio. I'll give you a number to an adjoining studio that you would still be able to hear it. But you can use 347. It's a completely different station. Yes, thank you.
All right. We'll come
thank
back to
you
them.
So much.
Yes. I want to stay on target here. Anybody else?
Yes. This is Ambassador-elect Frierson, area code 616. I just thank God for giving his son. And God gave his son, and the son gave his life for us. And Jesus, he wasn't forced to give his life, you know, but he gave it, like the young man said, unconditionally. He laid down his life. And if it hadn't been for it, him laying down his life, where would we be? Who loves you that much that they would give their life for you? I don't think many, you know, some people, you know, they say they'll give their life for you, but when it actually comes down to it, they're not always willing to do so. I know in some cases mothers have given their lives for their children. And I'm reminded of different cases that I have read about in the newspaper and seen on the internet where mothers have given up their lives or fathers have given their lives or dedicated their lives to their children. But God gave his son to the world, and then the son gave his life for us.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find anybody else that would do that. And I'm reminded also of John 3:16. Where it says, for God so loved the world. He did it out of love, not out of force.
Man.
And he so loved us that he gave his life.
That's really beautiful. I got still somebody moving on the line. I don't want to have to remove anybody. But if you can't hear and have order, then we'll have to remove you from the line. Okay, all you have to do is press *6. The star button and the 6. You might have a mute on your phone that will mute your line. Amen. So if you got the fidgety type feeling this morning, if you fidgety, amen, just press that *6. All right, give me one more who will speak on that greater love.
Right, good morning. Good morning.
The Lord.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
You go ahead, and we'll let Dr. Stern close it out. Go ahead.
I just want to jump in. enjoyed everything that I heard. Good morning, everyone. It's a thankful Thursday. Coming from Kansas City, Missouri. Ambassador Electra, great. I just want to jump in on that word, greater. God bless you all. That word does just goes down deep for me, referencing our Heavenly Father. We are studying the difference in honor and respect. And I am thanking God because greater goes deeper, referencing the redeemed. And I just thank God for the greater good, the greater, the mm-hmm. greatest, the greater. I thank God because he does go down within and build up. And I just thank him because he does look down and he builds up and he goes all the way down, and it goes even mm-hmm. all the way back even to Ambassador Johnson talking about the rejected, the brokenhearted, the unforgotten, those who are in the back. You know, God, some kind of way you begin to move forward in Jesus, and I just thank him for the greater good because he doesn't forget, and he remembers, and he lists. And I just thank him for the word greater, because greater is he in him. So I just think that word greater, it does good for me. That's for Charlotte. I don't know about anybody else on here, but that word, it elevates me because I know that I am greater in him. So that's for me. Have a good day, everybody. It's in your hands. Dr. Stern, God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Ambassador Stern is here. Amen. God bless you, and good morning to our chief and to all of you on the line. I wasn't going to say anything, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord came back to me about greater love than no man to lay down his life for a friend. This is a praise report for me, a testimony that would always be in my spirit. And for those of you all that have not heard my testimony, I laid down my life, amen, for my husband to give him a kidney. That was not a lightweight thing. I was told through all the doctors that in anything, when you do any kind of major surgery, they have to let you know that we've been safe. But I also have to let you know it could be fatal. And so that was in left in my mind, but it wasn't left in my spirit. From the beginning to the end, it was God's ordained to do that. But that is just, you know, and I'm just paraphrasing it and just telling it short. There's so many things that came in to play with the enemy that would have made me not want to do it. We had some, not complications with the surgery, but complications as we were going through all the tests. But I always give God the glory. And when people approach me and ask me how did I feel, I tell you what, Chief Ambassador, and to the First Fruit Prayer Line, I have experienced this for myself. My husband is my friend. But I tell everybody, I might have laid down to give him a kidney, but I did not lay my life down to give him salvation. And nobody can do that. I think about being a mother. When you lay your life down, something that a man cannot experience, but they can hear it in the spirit. When you give childbirth, you're really laying your life down for that child. Years ago, people would die from complications. They didn't even have such things as having a, y'all know what I'm talking about, having a cesarean. If you couldn't bear the baby, either the baby would live and you die, or both die. And that's really laying your life down. But I do believe the word of God in this setting is talking about that nobody's life that you lay down is greater than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that one man can lay down for the redemption of the world. We may lay down our life for a friend, but you would never be able to lay your life down for the sins of the world. So Jesus get the glory on that one. But I just had to throw that part in about I've been in those shoes, and there were people that told me and tried to put doubt in me and say I wouldn't do it. I didn't even tell nobody until it had come to a place that we were going to do it. Because if I told them in the beginning, as much as I had wanted to do it, somehow with all that negative way when I heard it later, it might have would have did toward me, because I'm fragile as a vessel, you know. But Jesus Christ, only one man is made like him, and only one man that was ordained to lay his life down for every last one of us. And I do believe that I was the one that God chose to do that for my husband. So I just want to thank God for this wisdom seminar, and so much I could say on it, but I just wanted to sum it up and let someone on this line know that I have been in those shoes, but I can say I give all the glory to the Lord, because not only did he lay his life down for my husband, but he laid his life down for me and whosoever will that will come unto him. He still laid his life down. You have a choice to come to God or not, but the fact is that he already did it. God bless you is my prayer.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. And it's so important that people all around the world, over in foreign countries, and some of them have a great privilege of worshiping and worshiping the Lord in countries that don't want them to worship. Amen. And I won't forget when I was in Malaysia, they had told me, they said, Dr. Johnson, they said, we've received word that if you go out and minister tonight here in Malaysia, the government doesn't want you to do that, and you'll be going out at your own risk, because they don't want you to mention Jesus Christ here in this nation. And they said, and the ones that, when we receive word like this, and the ones who have done it, we've never heard from them since. And I had to remember, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Because he had laid his life down for me. And I said, I understand that, but I've got to go. And I went out there, and when they introduced me, I ministered about Jesus, and I tried to preach like I never preached and play like I never played, and boldly said, Jesus is the Son of the Living God. And then we'll forget it. There were at least two or three plainclothes men, police, that were standing there. And when I got through ministering and gave the invitation, and so many people came to the Lord, they had me an automobile off stage. You couldn't see behind the stage. And as soon as I waved my finger, I stepped through that crack in the curtain and got in that car and took me straight to the airport. Oh, I witnessed for the Lord that night. But God saved my life. That night, amen, for me, I saw how he saved my life. When Jesus went to Calvary, see, they couldn't find anybody who was worthy to go but him. And Jesus came through 42 generations. So great in love, my God, that anybody laid down his life for his friend. We have an obligation. We can't be selfish. Amen. Jesus laid his life down for us. We must give him back our praise and give him back our worship. Oh, my God. There's no greater love than when Jesus went to Calvary to die for all of us. And we have a life, a right to the tree of life. Now, because Jesus died. God bless you. I want to go to that praise report. Now, Mother Brooks, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, get a couple praise reports for me. See, it's in your hand.
God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Johnson. I thank God this morning for a life, my own self.